When was the last time you did wore seven?
The last time I wore it?
Yeah, I've been
seven my whole career in college. In high school, I was number five. Yeah.
Would you assess the first two days of work here? I mean, is it pretty much what you expect?
To me, I think it's pretty much the same how we did at LSU. You know, hard work first. You know, competing. Just try to get better. You know, that's what we're doing right now as rookies. You know, getting to know each other, understanding each other. And, it's been great so far.
Didn't see a lot of in college that's really impressed you of the group that they brought in?
I like Didi, you know. I think Didi's fast, man. He competes, you know. We go against each other all the time and any other drills we do, you know. So I say Didi's good, man.
Was it good that Didi doing football stuff?
Yeah, finally, man. Throughout the draft and stuff. And I say the workouts, you know, for the combine, you know, it feels good to put back on the helmet. You know, going out there and do what we love to do.
Leonard, what's your kind of long-term plan over these next 3 or 4 months, conditioning-wise, for, you know, getting ready for, like, week one?
I mean, most of all, man, this not just me, but the whole team has to be in shape. You know, it's 4 quarters, man, of hard football, you know. So, to me, we can't show no lack of confidence. You know, everybody has to be in shape. Everybody has to play their part. Nobody can get tired during the fourth quarter.
Is it enjoyable learning a new scheme and transitioning from learning in the classroom to taking stuff onto the field? Do you enjoy that part of football?
I mean, yeah, that's the challenging part. You know, see how fast you can learn. You know, whatever the coach tells you, can you do it right on the field? You know, because everything is just so, they're giving us so much right now. You know, we have to learn. So you have to take the time out on your own to study. You know, even though you're tired, even though whatever the case may be, you just have to get better.
You guys run single back in high school. How much experience do you have, you know, in a shotgun one back?
Yeah, I mean, we ran it in college too. We just never did it in the game. Yeah. You know, yeah, we always practice it, but I mean, I did it a lot in high school though.
Are you excited about the idea of having a fullback?
Quaz, man. We got to know each other, man. He's a good dude, and like I say, you know, learning from each other. You know, we both gonna be back there together sometime, and just helping each other out along the way.
What do you envision?
I mean, my role, man, is to do whatever the team needs or the coach asks me to do. You know, I'm not sure what my role is. You know, my role right now is going out there competing and getting better right now.
Do you expect, your expectations would be to be the number one guy?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But while I'm here, man, you know, I'm not going to automatically say that. You know, I'm still learning from the vets. You know, I know TJ. I know Chris. You know, I've been knowing them since I was in high school. I've been knowing TJ since high school, so is Chris. But Just going in under those guys, learning from them as much as I can.
The passing game part. How much are you looking forward to maybe getting the ball in space that way, making things happen?
I've been out of catch, man. You know, so it's fun. It's fun. You're getting the best people the ball in space. You know, giving the team opportunities, also the player opportunities to make a play, to score, just doing whatever the team needs. You know, I say it, uplifting the team.
Shape to get back in shape.
I mean, I'm not gonna say hard. It's really a mental thing, man. You have to push yourself. I mean, even when you don't want to, you know. To me, nothing's hard. You know, I never say nothing's too hard, because when you push yourself and your mind get over the matter, I mean, it'll become easy day by day.
What would be your advice to, you know, kids at LSU that are gonna be coming through the draft process now that you've gone through it and had such a successful turnout?
I don't know what I could say. You know, I mean, everybody experience is going to be different. You know, my biggest thing to them is just keep God first, man. Have faith in everything they do.
I imagine you won in high school. Obviously, you won in college. What's it like to come here to an organization that has struggled to win games the last several years?
Nothing really. You know, they picked us players for a reason. You know, they believe in us, and of course we have to believe in ourselves that we can turn anything around. You know, that's why they drafted me, Cam, Didi. I mean, they drafted us for a reason, because they see some potential in us. So, I mean, our job is to go out every day, get better. You know, as a team, we have to come as one each and every day.
We joked with you about the heat during your first press conference. How have you been able to handle it? Is it surprising how hot it is?
Or I mean, it's just like Louisiana. You know, I mean, Louisiana is hotter than this, but it's still, I mean, it's hot, though, you know. But at the end of the day, man, that's what it's all about, you know, the heat. Even though it's hot, man, you got to just fight through it.
What do you do after the camp is over? Do you stay here?
Yeah, after camp, I'm going to stay here. Me and Didi's going to stay here, you know, get more into the playbook, you know, get more understanding, you know, because we're not done. I mean, in order to be the best, you have to sacrifice a lot of things. You know, so I'm going to have my kids come up here with me every day, just working out, doing whatever I got to do just to get better, just to get this team better and get myself better.
Your college coach said that pro-style offense helped you. You feel just after 2 days of this offense that it really helped you in a lot of ways as far as terminology?
Yeah, I mean, most definitely, man. A lot of stuff we run here, we run at LSU, is just in it's different terms, you know, so... I think Coach Cam, I mean Coach Miles, Coach Frank Wilson, Coach Ogeron, they did a great job preparing us for the next step in our life.
Massive recruit, obviously, and so many expectations on you at LSU lived up to them. How did that experience really prepare you for what you're going to face here? You know, as the number four overall pick, and Coach Ogeron was on the radio the other day saying you're going to be an All-Pro. Massive expectations.
I mean, to me, it's never was pressure. You know, at the end of the day, you expect that from yourself. You know, all the work you put in, you expect to succeed everybody's, you know, doubt, their reasons, or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, even with those things about me in college and high school, some people say I should have set out my junior or whatever the case may be. But to me, it's up to the player. You know, I'm a firm believer if you work hard, you will get, at the end of the day, you'll get what you worked for.
Leonard, you go from 12 games, and the injured bug did get you a couple times there in Louisiana, to 16 games. It's what, 80, 85 more carries at a higher level.
Yeah.
Physically, how do you begin to prepare for that?
I mean, like I said, it's the mental part first. You know, that's why we out here each and every day running. I mean, to me, if you're in shape, you can take whatever. You know, the physical part's going to take care of itself, you know, working on catching the ball. Just the little thing that's going to help us in the game in the long run. You know, when we do catch the ball, everybody running 5 yards down the field just to block somebody. You know, that's the things we're working on right now.